This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands more civilians have been running from the fighting in Gaza, and this morning the UN says only one hospital in northern Gaza can take in patients. The others cannot function. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not want to see firefights in hospitals. We want to see patients protected. We want to see hospitals protected. We have spoken with the Israeli government about this, and they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals. And you've heard from IDF spokespeople stating things along those lines.
Israel accuses Hamas of using hospitals as cover for its fighters. Hamas denies the Israeli allegations. Will the government have the money it needs to keep running after Friday? The House votes today on a stopgap spending bill.
If the measure is approved by the House, the Senate would then act ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. But the bill is unlikely to win enough support from the House Republican majority, and new Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democrats to ensure passage. Critics call Johnson's proposal a bizarre two-part process that temporarily funds some federal agencies to January 19th and others to February 2nd, and it comes without any of the deep cuts conservatives are demanding. It also fails to include President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, border security, and other supplemental funds. Donna Porter, Washington.
What about the money you have to spend? We'll get a better look at that today when the Labor Department releases its report on consumer prices. It's expected to show the consumer prices ticked up just 0.1% from September to October, much lower than the increases in August and September. The UN finds that climate action plans around the world are still far behind what's needed to limit human-caused warming. This is AP News. Are you going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday? You're going to have lots of company. The AP's Shelley Adler with what to expect.
More people will travel this coming Thanksgiving compared to last year. That's according to AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
AAA is projecting 55.4 million Americans are going to head out of town, and that's 50 miles or more from home for this Thanksgiving period. We look at the Wednesday through Sunday as our holiday travel period for Thanksgiving, and this is an increase over last year.
And the increase has been building ever since the pandemic.
People are really valuing and prioritizing travel, whether it's for the holidays, whether it's over summer vacation. We're not seeing anything having to do with high ticket prices or gas prices holding people back from getting away.
And speaking of gas prices, they are down about 50 cents from last year at about $3.36 a gallon. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.